Today, we will read Mark chapter 13, verses 21 through 37. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. God, help us learn more about you. Help us see you in a new way and understand more about who you are. God, teach us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 13, verses 21 through 37. At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Messiah," or "Look, there he is," do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Okay. Today, Jesus is still talking about the future. He is still looking at what will happen. When will he come back? And this is the thing that has not happened yet. We have not seen Jesus come back, coming in the clouds, in all of his glory, to get his elect. We have not seen that yet. And I believe it is coming. It could be coming very soon. And so, Jesus tells us to watch and be ready. Let's look at a few things in today's reading. He does tell them to first be ready and be aware that false people will come forward and claim to be the Messiah. People will come and say, "I am the promised one." Some might even claim to be Jesus himself, but they are not. They are lying, trying to deceive people, trying to fool them and lie to them. Don't believe them. Next, he talks about when it really does happen, when he really does come back. Some of the things that will happen will be very big events on earth. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. Stars will fall from the sky, and heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. So these things will happen, and we will see Jesus come back. He'll be in the clouds coming from heaven in power and glory. I would love to see that. Watch for it. We don't know when it will happen. We'll talk about that in a moment. But watch. It also talks about that he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds. Let's stop for a moment and talk about that. Gather his elect? What does that mean, elect? Well, it means he will gather the people who are his, the ones who have been chosen from before time began to be his own, to follow him, to love him, to obey him. I pray that, you know, that includes you. He will come back for them and gather them from all over the world and call them and pull them to himself. It will be a glorious thing. Next, he talks about learning from the fig tree. That basically, this tree was predictable. It would sprout its root, sprout its leaves, and you could see summer was coming very soon. They would use it as a sign, okay, it's finally here. He said, in the same way, watch for these signs, because someday I will come back. And when you see these things happening, you know that the end is very near. Now, he says, truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. What on earth does he mean by that? Well, one of the things that the phrase this generation can mean is the entire race of humanity. We're not going to die off so that there are no people left before this happens. No, that won't happen. He will come back before the end of humanity. And so he says, also, heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will never pass away. I like this verse, and it encourages me and challenges me that someday this world will end. But I can know that the word of God will never change. It will never die. It will never go away. It is steady. It is reliable. We can trust it forever. It will never pass away. And that's encouraging. So many things are temporary in this world. It's good to know that the Bible is permanent and never changes, because God never changes. At the end, we find out that we don't know what day or hour Jesus will come back. The angels don't know, and somehow not even Jesus knows. He has chosen to not know that. He knows everything, but this appears to be one thing that he has chosen not to know. The Father knows, though. But the point is, we don't know when it will happen, so we need to watch and wait. He gives a story of a man. The man goes away and leaves his servants in charge of his house. He trusts them with things and gives them jobs to do while he is gone. If he's gone for a long time, some of the servants might become lazy. They might decide, oh, he's not coming back. I'm just going to relax a little bit. I'll do my job later. Jesus warns them, be careful. Don't be like that. Because if the master, if their boss comes back and finds them not doing their work, they're going to be fired. In the same way, we need to be careful. We need to be aware that we don't know when Jesus will come back. We just know that he will come back. So, we need to watch. We need to wait. Excited, ready for the return of Christ. And so that's my challenge to you. Are you ready? Today, pray. Ask God to show you if there is anything in your life that should not be there. Is there anything that you would not want Jesus to come back and see? Are you doing something that you shouldn't be doing, that you would be ashamed if he came back and found you doing that? The same way, are there things that God has told you to do that you are not doing? Maybe it's something that you feel God wants you to do, and you say, oh, I'll do it later. I'll get to it tomorrow. Do it now. Don't wait. Another thing I think of is about the people that I love that haven't heard. And it makes me burdened for the people that I care about that still have not followed Jesus. And so, because of this chapter, I think, oh, Jesus could come back at any time. I want my friends to know him. I want my friends to love him, to follow him and obey him. I don't want them to be caught unprepared. And so, I share with them who Jesus is, and I try to help them understand, and I pray that they would follow God. Whatever it is, take some time today to think about Jesus is coming back. It could be today. If Jesus came back today, would you be ready? Have you believed and followed him? Have you obeyed him? Whether it is to quit doing something that you've been doing that is wrong, or to start doing something that you are supposed to be doing, something that is right that he has told you to do. Whatever it is, I pray that today you would follow him and prepare your heart, and then watch and wait. He's coming back. It could be soon. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you would come back. It could be today, it could be tomorrow. Lord, we long to see you. I pray also for those who have not followed you yet. Lord, I pray that you would draw them to yourself, that they would choose to follow you and believe. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.